Welcome to the Inspired Word of God. My name is Marcia.
Proverbs 19:21 states, "There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand." We see only one side of a person's nature. We don't know every thought, agenda, or the individual's true heart. The Lord has knowledge of our true nature. He knows our heart because He sees the characteristics that form there. People hear what comes out of your mouth, see your actions when you do something. Then they see who you are. They see the truth for what it is. But God sees it long before then, because He sees those characteristics forming in your heart. So He knows if they're good or if they're evil. And so that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about God knows your heart. He knows every one of our heart. He sees what's in there. He sees the characteristics. He knows what we're planning. He knows what we will do. In Matthew 12:35, it says, "A good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things." Matthew 15:8, "This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." God sees people every day draw close to Him with their words. It could be someone in ministry. It could be somebody professing to be a Christian. It can be anybody. But He sees that person making that attempt to draw close to Him with their words. But He sees the false pretense, because He knows what is in their heart. And He knows that what lies within the walls of that heart do not line up with what's coming out of their mouth. Or it doesn't line up with their behavior as they pretend. We encounter people like that. And if you haven't, somewhere along the way, you will. They can present a good front all they want, and they can keep it up for quite a while and have you convinced. But eventually, what lies within the heart, it will reveal itself, because it will spill out. It will spill out in their words that come out of their mouth. It will spill out in their behavior and how they act. So they can pretend and put on a good front for you all day long and keep it going for quite a while, even manipulate you with it. But if you pay attention and you listen, God will show you the truth, because it will spill forward. They can't help themselves. What comes from the heart comes out of the mouth. And what comes out of the mouth is what defiles a person. The Pharisees questioned Jesus in the book of Matthew, and they were asking Him why His disciples did not follow the tradition of washing their hands before they ate. You know, they were always watching Jesus, and they were always nitpicking on any and every little thing. But this time they were targeting the disciples. They were focused on tradition. So Jesus was teaching them that what goes in the mouth goes into the stomach and is excreted. Whatever dirt that was on the hands that got in the mouth would go through the natural process in the belly and come out as waste. What goes in the mouth doesn't defile the person. What forms in the heart and comes out of the mouth is what defiles them. Matthew 15, 17 through 20 explains this. Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever enters in at the mouth goes into the belly and is cast out into the drought? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murder, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashen hands defiles not a man. That was Matthew 15, 17 through 20. Let's think about some of those situations that we encounter in present day, such as in a restaurant, for example. The staff member has unwashed hands. That bacteria goes into your mouth. It goes through your system, and it may cause you stomach upset and diarrhea, and you feel sick, and you don't feel good until it passes through. But it does not defile you as a person. It does not reflect on your character. Defile, it means to tarnish, corrupt, to damage or sully someone's good name and reputation, to make unfit for ceremonial use, to desecrate, or to violate the chastity of someone, which means violating them sexually, removing their purity. Remember what Matthew 15:19 said? For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witness, blasphemies. It's about what people do based on the character of their heart. Only God knows what is in each of our hearts. He will often give us a nudge to avoid a certain person or a certain situation. If we listen, we dodge a lot of drama. If we don't listen to him, we place ourselves in the path of trials and tribulations that could have been avoided if we had listened. The opening scripture, Proverbs 19:21, it spoke about devices in a man's heart. Devices are plans or plots that can be a clever or an evil one, or a scheme or a trick. Some people have plans that are evil and schemes to hurt other people. That scripture also spoke of God's counsel, and that is advice, opinion, or instruction given in directing the judgment or conduct of another. God gives us many instructions through his inspired word to aid in right living. It doesn't matter what devices are churning within a person's heart. The counsel of God stands. His word stands. When he tells us not to do something according to his word, those instructions stand. He sees what is in our heart, what is good and what is evil. If you choose to disobey, that is your choice and your free will. We as humans only see what that person wants us to see. That is why it is important to always consult God and ask His direction regarding other people. In closing prayer, Lord, often we see only one side of a person's nature. We don't know every thought, agenda, or the individual's true heart. However, you have knowledge of our true nature, and you know what lies within our heart. Those evil thoughts and plans that form in the heart are revealed by what we say and what we do. They are deceptive, and if left unchecked, they will defile us. I pray we tune our spiritual ears to your guidance and allow it to lead our hearts past deception and into truth. In Jesus' name, amen.